Good morning, everybody. Happy Father's Day to the fathers in the room. Good morning to those of you watching online at home. We welcome you, and we welcome you in the building. Would you stand and join us this morning as we worship together?
No more.
Come on,
come on, you sinners, come.
confession at the beginning when we were practicing this morning. And Pastor Jennifer was reminding us that we can say, "Let your mercy reign on us," absolutely, because we're his kids and he's our father. And he's promised that his mercy is so big, it rains on us. But she was pointing out that through a maturity of our faith, we can also begin to sing, "Let your mercy reign through us." This world is falling apart at the seams. It is desperate for mercy and it is desperate for grace. So we're going to sing this chorus and this bridge again, but we're going to change just that one word from on to through. Once we have stood in that place where we say, "God, let your mercy reign on me," the next step is to say, "Let your mercy reign through me." The world needs it. The world needs us. It needs you and you and you and you. It needs you. It needs you. And it needs the mercy of God to reign through us. Would you sing it with us? "You're the overflow.
That's our prayer this morning, that God's mercy would rain on us and through us. Amen. Greet one another this morning before you're seated, would you? Thank you. You may be seated. Well, good morning and happy Father's Day. Thank you. Thank you. And happy Father's Day in light of all of the implications and different scenarios. But we pause today to recognize and honor fathers and to be reminded of the incredible love of our Heavenly Father that really, is the one who changes our lives. So we just want to welcome those of you who are joining us on live stream this morning. Happy Father's Day to you, too. Happy Father's Day to all the dads who pulled all their families away from church today because They do the opposite of moms usually, right? Moms bring everybody to church. Dad takes everybody away from church, right? It's just kind of the thing. But we're just glad that you're here and we can worship together this morning. At the end of the service today, in honor of the dads, we do have a small treat for you on your exit. And make sure you get that and enjoy that. And hopefully it won't be the only treat you get today, Dad. But if not, then at least you get that one, right? So I just want to remind you of a couple of things. We started last week a three-week campaign of bringing in canned goods that we as a church have joined together with Kerr Street Market to provide food for those who suffer from food insecurity. And what we have done is we've become a part of a program that they're launching where different businesses and churches adopt a shelf and provide the 350 items that are required to fill that shelf each week. And so each church or each group takes a week. And so we've agreed to sponsor a week for 350 items. And those items are tomato-based sauces, diced tomatoes, canned tomatoes, pizza sauce, just those tomato-based things. I see that there's a lot on the table this morning. There's more under the table from last week. And we'll be doing that again next week. And our goal is to realize 350 of those items. So thank you for participating in that. And if you haven't had a chance yet, you can do that next week as well. I just want to invite our ushers to prepare to receive the morning tithes and offerings. If you would like to give your offering today electronically, you can do that as well. And you can send your offering to giving@epcoakville.com. Now, I know it's a bit of a weird dynamic because in the day and age that we're in, most people now give electronically. So it's kind of weird, isn't it, sitting there and the offering plate goes by and you just think, wow, everybody thinks I don't give anything. So we all know that you give thousands upon thousands upon thousands, so don't worry about that. Giving electronically is an excellent way to give, and if you'd like to do it that way, otherwise, our offering will be collected by our ushers this morning. Kids, if you have kids newborn up to age 3, there's a nursery available at the base of the stairs through these doors. You can take your child there anytime. And right now, kids that are age 4 up to grade 5, you can come around the side, meet your volunteers here, and head out for your kids' ministry this morning. Thank you. God bless you. Carlene, handing it back to you.
You can remain seated. We'll invite you to stand and join us in a moment. For me, your ear is listening. I'm safe in your love, your army of angels watch over me. You're always present, you're
Of the goodness. Like a river, I
Heavenly Father, we sing with confidence that it is well with our soul because of your goodness and because of your grace. And this morning, as we have sung our testimony that all our lives you've been faithful, we pray that you would allow our hearts to be stirred this morning for a world, for our family members, for our workmates, for our schoolmates, for our neighbors, who need to know the faithfulness of Father God, who need to be able to sing with us that it is well with their souls. And so, Spirit of God, while we have declared our testimony, we also ask that in these next moments in this house that you would stir our hearts, that you would challenge us to be able to be your grace and love and your voice so that all can sing, it is well with our soul.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. Thank you, Carlene. Thank you, worship team, for leading us this morning. I just want to acknowledge a couple of new members up here. Thank you, Caleb. Thank you, Jack, for contributing this morning as well. We just appreciate you. Thank you. This morning, it has been a long tradition here at Evangel to have certain special guests with us on Father's Day, and we're privileged to be able to have those guests here with us again today. And their ministry and their story is an inspiring one that is not just an inspiring one from many years ago, but it continues to be an inspiring one each and every day and each and every week as they just continue to allow God to open their hearts and lead them to what is next that he wants to use them to do. And for those of you who are watching on the live stream this morning, you will not be seeing them because they work in a restricted access nation, and it would become problematic for them to be seen and as they're sharing this morning. But you will hear everything. So you will hear the whole presentation, but you won't see it. And so for that reason, I'm also not saying their names. They will probably mess up and do that, but I'm not going to do that. Right, right, Dave? Yeah. So anyway, without any further delay, I would like to invite our special guests to come and share with us this morning. God bless you as you come.
I support SFET.
I support SFET.
I support SFET because every dollar is used effectively for spreading the gospel.
I support SFET not only for the work that they do locally, but the work that they do overseas in restricted access countries.
I support SFET because when I met the sisters, I felt like I'd met my sisters. They really touched me with what they were doing and how they supported the orphans, and I just really wanted to be a part of that.
We support SFET because they have God's heart for orphans and widows. James 1:27.
I support SFET because of their work with disabled children.
I support SFET because they really are the hands and feet of Jesus.
I support SFET because I believe in their cause, and I've been seeing what they've been doing for over a decade, and I believe they're doing really good work.
I support SFET because of the heart that they have for First Nations people.
I support SFET because God placed the Ukrainians on my heart.
Because I see what God is doing in their ministry.
I believe all people are unique, have value, and are deeply loved by God. And SFET serves all God's children.
They help Slavic-speaking newcomers here in Canada.
It's a unique ministry, and I love the fact that they support people locally and globally.
They show God's love in real and practical ways.
They find ingenious ways to meet basic needs and then use that as a platform to share the love of Jesus. Brilliant.
22 years ago, my husband and I adopted an abandoned baby When I went to the first SVET event and saw all the babies in the orphanages that SVET was helping, my heart was deeply touched, and that's why I support SVET.
We support SVET because we believe that every individual made by the Creator deserves to have an opportunity to bring glory back to Him.
Hello, everybody. Good morning. It's such an awesome privilege and honor to be with you today. Happy Father's Day to all of you, because you're fathers to so many around the whole world. And today we're so excited to share with you the updates and all the things you've done. First of all, I want to share with you about Musani. Many of you know that God put it in our hearts to help with backpacks, and your church participated. Last year, we were here on the Father's Day. You gave us about 100 backpacks full of school supplies and lunch boxes and water bottles. And last year, we took 504 backpacks all together to Moose Factory, to Little Island around the Musani. And as you know, it was a huge blessing, and kids, to see kids' smiles, and they were so happy, and the teachers were like double even blessed. They said, we have so much to work with our kids. And another really cute thing, that every time kids opened the backpack, they didn't know what they would take lunchbox out, and they would ask us, what is this? And when we shared, all the parents' faces were so happy. They're like, such a convenient thing to have a lunchboxes. They were so happy about that. And this is the picture that when we got to Moose Factory School, we saw kids coming with those little plastic bags, and we just hang the backpack right beside the plastic bag. And we said, this is why we're here. We don't want kids to have a plastic bag. This is what they used to have. This is what they will have now forever. And because of you, because of your help, that each child in Musani and Moose Factory has backpacks now. And the local church in Musani, and when we bring extra backpacks, they even take it to the reserves around them. There are 5 reserves, and they share with them. So we're excited to share this news with you. But while another news I wanted to share with you, that when we go there, we're big about local church. We don't want to come there and have our own agenda and do something we would like to do. We always ask local pastors, local church, what in their heart, because they're the ones, they're 24/7. They're the ones that sharing the gospel with their community. And they shared with us how their another big dream is to have feast for their community, like 3 times a year, for Christmas, Easter, and Thanksgiving. So God squeezed our hearts and said, you can do this for Easter. So we went there. We have a local Christian church. We took grade 12 students with us, and we went there. And Musani pastor Alex was sharing with us and his wife Cassie how they've done it before, but they're so limited, and they didn't have enough food. And people come and leave, come and leave, and the last group of people that came, they didn't get enough food. So their dream was to have lots of food, so at the end that community can even take at home some leftovers. Another dream was, they're like, we would love for kids to have like a table with crafts. So while we're having this Easter feast, we're having crafts about Jesus, so the kids can hear, do some crafts, fun stuff, but hear about Jesus. Another thing, they said that when they've done a couple times those feasts, they were so busy in the kitchen, working so hard, and they said, we never get to see our unbeliever neighbors or unbeliever friends or relatives. We never got to sit down with them and talk to them because we are so busy, right, in the kitchen. So we thought, okay, Lord, we know what we're gonna do. We grabbed like huge truck, and we bought everything with us, because everything is so expensive there. It's like crazy big prices, like one little turkey will be like $200, right? So we bought big 10 turkeys, big 10 hams, we bought like sausages, hot dogs, you name it, like veggie mixes, potatoes. And my biggest concern was like, I was like, oh my goodness, like it's 10 hours to Cochrane and the next day is 6 hours driving on the train. And I was like, how are we gonna get everything there? And Pastor Alex and Cassie were like, oh, don't worry about it. And it was such a God's miracle that in April, we're driving to Cochrane and there was a storm, snowstorm, and the snow everywhere. I'm like, thank you, Jesus. I never like was so happy for snow in my life. The way I was happy to see the snow, because I knew the next day when we got to Musani, all our turkey were still frozen hard. Nothing was wasted. So it was beautiful to cook for this community. Another dream I see on the picture that a local church had, that we would have lots of prizes for community. They said they never could do that. So as you see on the picture, we had lots of prizes for little kids. And we had about 250 people came from community, and it was so beautiful to see the local church sitting down with their friends, unbeliever family members, and sharing with them. And we shared, we also show a skit about Jesus, and we had some very awesome conversation. But the most beautiful thing is that a local church is there, and they would be the one that continue sharing the gospel after this beautiful feast. And I just wanted to tell you, huge thank you, Evangel Church. You were the part of this big Easter feast for Musani community. And another thing I wanted to share with you, that last year when we went in August and took this 504 backpacks to Moose Factory, and we were going around the school and we saw beautiful, you know, some fun stuff, displays on the walls. And then we saw one wall and it was very colorful and it had many, many shoes hanging. And I was laughing, kind of like, oh, that's such a cool idea, like hanging shoes. You know, maybe somebody left, you know, some lost a shoe and they just decided to have a kind of fun display. But when I was coming closer and closer to that display, I was in shock. Because that display was in honor of all the children that died. And we just stood there for a long time, just like so shocked, right? And it shows the history and it tells why they had this display. And right there, God just squeezed our hearts and said, this is your next project. This is what you're gonna do. And pastor's wife, Cassie, there in Musani, she's a teacher herself in the school, and she always asked for shoes. And she said it's a big need. And while we were there distributing the backpacks, we saw so many kids barefoot on a concrete floor, cold, cold floor. And God was squeezing our hearts and said, you need to bring shoes for all these children in Musani and Moose Factory. And again, same thing like we do with backpacks. By faith, we said, yes, Lord. And we said, we will bring 700 pair of shoes this year to Musani and Moose Factory. And right now we've got 550 shoes, so we're praying to have 150 more shoes. And we're gonna go there in August and bless children. So because the area is very, very like dirty, they don't have asphalt, they don't have, you know, paved roads, the kids have to change shoes, they have to have pair indoor shoes, but so many of them cannot afford that. That's why they were barefoot in schools. So this year, none of the children will have barefoot, like they will have shoes. And another, like I said, the beautiful thing that church, wherever leftovers, they will share with their all the reserves around the Musani and Moose Factory area. So that's one of our beautiful projects we do because of, with the help of your church. And then another thing we did this year, all of you heard probably about the big disaster that happened in Turkey. you know what happened there, that was a big earthquake. And we have a friend pastor in Turkey who is doing amazing job helping his own people there. And what they were trying to do is they bought tents and they would set up those tents and people were living in the tents and they would cook hot meals three times a day, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And they would share gospel, they would share about God's love, and all the pictures you see right now on the screen, you're part of this. You're the one that, you're part of buying the tents for the people and feeding them. And what happened is, like Pastor was sharing how after this big disaster of earthquake, they had another big disaster. Massive flood happened because of non-stop heavy rain. They had a big flood and the people couldn't live in the tents anymore, and the church had to buy big containers, and they used those containers as a like dorm for people to live. And the pastor also shared how he is able with his group of volunteers to go to the areas where they were so closed for gospel. They didn't want to hear, they didn't want to do anything about Jesus, but now through this devastating time, they're able to go to these places and be with people and share with people. He said, just one small example, he said he sat with one woman and she shared that she has 6 children. She said the names and age, and then she looked at him and she said, right in front of my eyes, 4 of them in 1 second were dead, right in front of him. And she shared how she left only, no husband died too, that she left with no husband, she lost her 4 children, and only 2 kids left. And Pastor shared that they were the ones comforting her, listening to her. She was crying and she gave her life to Jesus at that moment. And I just wanted to tell you a huge thank you, Evangel Church, that you're the one that feed, and you are his mouth, you're his hands, you're helping to Turkey people during these disaster times. And I would like to share our next speaker.
Thank you, Sister Dave, for sharing and bring updates from up north and Turkey. And I'd like to bring updates about back home. And we still continue the work. Our ladies are still there as incognitos in orphanages, senior homes, and prisons, and all other places. And I wanted to share with you about this boy, Rahim. He lives in one of the orphanages for, we call it adult men. They are there from, they moved there from baby orphanages when they become 7 years old, and they basically live there until they die. And those orphanages usually are the worst ones because government considers them as like garbage. Why to take care of their special needs people. So Rahim was growing up there, and he's 25 years old now, and for all his life he just sat on the floor in one room. And when our ladies saw him, they took him to the hospital. We have only one hospital for the whole country that does prostheses for the special needs children and adults. And he's missing, as you can see, he's missing 2 legs. And with your help, we've done the prostheses for his legs. And these are one of the first lessons that he's taking to stand up on his own on those prostheses. Because he's 25 years old, it's so hard for him to balance. And the next, I think you'll have the video there. Our ladies are taking him to the lessons, and one of the challenges is for him to put his body straight up and his head straight up. But with your help and with Jesus' help, he can walk now. It's so awesome to see him to see him walking, and he'll be able to do many more things now. And another story I wanted to share with you about our little Michelle. You might remember her from a few years ago. We shared about her, how she got to our orphanage when she was 5 days old. And her mom saw, when she gave her birth, she saw how many disabilities she has, and she just left her. She was just a single parent, and she just left her in the maternity hospital. That's how she got to our orphanage. And I think on the next picture, you'll see that she had, when she was born, she got that hernia. And it was giving her a lot of pain, but the doctors couldn't do anything about it because she was too malnourished, too weak to get the surgery done. So it took almost 1 year to get her health better. And with your help, we were able to get her extra nutritious food and the vitamins. And on that last picture you saw, that was after the surgery. And there she was like sitting up already after a few months. And now I brought you update that she can sit up and she can crawl now. On the video, you'll see she was so happy. She's a fighter. She likes to be all independent. If our ladies try to help her, she just wants to do everything on her own. And on the video, you'll see her moving. And our ladies and us, we were so worried for her future, because her future will be when she becomes 7 years old, she'd be moved to an orphanage for adult ladies. And we were praying that there will be some miracle. And miraculously, her mom, after 5 years, her mom started visiting her in our baby orphanage. And we're praying that God will stir her heart and she'll take her home. Thank you so much for helping the kids like Michelle and Rahim.
We also continue helping Ukraine. You know what's happening right now there. We're continuing helping and support 12 churches there, and they're doing amazing job helping his own people. Like I also want to thank you, Evangel Church, that you helped all Ukrainians during the winter times. Because of you, because of your help, we were able to buy propane tanks for the people during the winter cold times. And also, as you can see on the pictures, we were able to help them with wood during the cold times. We also so thankful to local churches there in Ukraine. Like one church is continuing making, as you can see on the pictures, meat cans. And they're distributing those meat cans around their whole country to all the needy areas. We're also supporting a church that during the war times, they bought special machines and they bought ovens, and they're making 700 loaves of bread every day, nonstop, 24/7. Volunteers go to this church and they keep making every day 700 loaves of bread, and they're sending them around the whole country. We also, it's one of the examples that we also help many people who get into under bombs or under shootings. And this is the pastor from Mariupol, and he got under, like his car got under shooting, and he had 6 bullets inside him. And because of your help, Evangel, we were able to support all his many, many surgeries that he went through. And we also have today a very special guest with us. And I would like to invite Alex here. And he's from Ukraine. He came last year. And do we have a second microphone? And we would like him to share his testimony.
Всем привет.
Hello, everybody.
Меня зовут Алекс.
My name is Alex.
Я сегодня здесь, чтобы сказать каждому из вас огромное спасибо.
I'm here today to tell each of you huge thank you.
Я знаю, что все вы очень добрые.
I know that you're very kind people.
Я знаю, что вы много жертвуете.
I know how much you sacrifice.
Я знаю, что ваша церковь помогает движению свет.
I know that your church is helping Svet ministries.
А Свет помогает многим людям в Канаде и за ее пределами.
And Svet is helping many people in Canada and around the world.
Я один из тех, кому вы помогли лично.
I am one of those that you helped personally.
Я из Украины.
I'm from Ukraine.
Сейчас там война.
And you know there is a war there.
Я жил в городе, где было 1.5 миллиона человек.
I lived in a city where we had 1.5 million population.
Сейчас город наполовину разбит.
And right now half of the city completely destroyed.
Много людей погибло.
Many people died.
Бог чудным образом вывел нас оттуда.
God made a like a huge miracle and took us out from the city.
Жена, дочь 3 года, сын 8 лет.
My wife and my son 8 years old and my daughter 3 years old were able to escape.
Бог вывел нас сначала в другой город, потом в Европу, потом в Канаду.
God brought us to a different city, then to Europe, and then brought us here to Canada.
У нас было 15 минут на сборы в Украине.
We only had 15 minutes to gather everything.
Между ракетными атаками.
Between all these bombing attacks.
У нас было 2 сумки.
We only had little 2 plastic bags.
На всю семью.
For whole family.
Так мы и приехали в Канаду.
That's how we came to Canada.
Это был очень сложный период.
It was a very hard period in our life, in our family life.
Через неделю после того, как я приехал в Канаду,
after a few days, I came. After one week, I came to Canada.
В доме, где я жил, прозвенел звонок.
In the house where I live, it was a ring bell.
На пороге стояла очень добрая женщина.
And one lady was standing in front of the door.
У нее в руках было 2 курицы.
And she was holding 2 chickens.
Она сказала: «Иисус любит вас, и эти курицы вам сейчас точно пригодятся».
And she said, Jesus loves you. Here's the 2 chickens for you.
Не скажу, кто это был.
I won't tell you who was that.
Но тогда.
I won't tell you who was the lady. And he did like this.
Тогда это было очень важно для меня.
It was very important for me.
Эти курицы были очень вкусные.
Those 2 chickens were very delicious.
Но важнее было отношение.
But the most important thing, the love.
Ваши отношения.
Your love.
И той доброй женщины, которая пришла с курицей.
And the woman who came with the chicken from you.
Вы знаете, что интересно?
You know, interesting thing.
До Канады моя жена не ходила в церковь.
My wife didn't come to God, to church before the war.
Сейчас каждое воскресенье мы в церкви всей семьей.
Right now every Sunday my whole family is in the church.
Все началось с курочки.
And it started with 2 chickens.
Которые были куплены за ваши деньги.
And they were bought for your money, on your money.
С отношением, которое вы передали.
With the love that you gave through the chickens.
Я знаю много семей, которым помогает движение Свет.
I know many families that Svet is helping right now.
С помощью жилья, с обустройством быта, с какими-то финансовыми вопросами.
With different stuff, like maybe with groceries, maybe with finding the place to live, with other stuff that they need for living here.
Это ваша помощь.
And it's all your help.
Я думаю, что вы не знаете тех людей, которым вы помогаете.
And I think you don't know personally everybody who you're helping.
Но от лица каждого я хочу сказать вам огромное спасибо.
But I want to tell you on behalf of each person, huge thank you.
Вы делаете огромное дело.
You're doing a great job.
Да благословит вас Господь.
God bless you.
Спасибо. Гиля говорит быстро рассказать еще одно свидетельство.
I asked him to share his own testimony.
Это было не запланировано.
We didn't plan this.
Все началось мое свидетельство началось 15 лет назад.
My story started 15 years ago.
Я был на самом дне жизни.
I was in the bottom of my life.
Очень сильная алкогольная и наркотическая зависимость.
I was a very strong alcoholic and drug addict.
Я умирал.
I was dying.
Много клиник, много терапии, много разных методов.
Many hospitals, many different methods.
Ничего не помогало.
Nothing was helping.
Я устал от такой жизни.
I was tired of the life.
Моя семья тоже очень
and
сильно.
My family was very tired too.
Со мной перестали общаться все, потому что
Nobody
я был плохим.
Nobody wanted to talk to me. I was doing really bad.
И в один момент я принял огромную дозу наркотиков.
One day I took a huge dosage of drugs.
Очень много.
Huge dosage.
Минимум 10 человек могло умереть.
If 10 people took those drugs, they could all die.
Бог сделал так, что я не умер.
But God made a miracle. I didn't die.
Я очнулся в реанимации.
I opened my eyes.
У меня даже не болела голова.
And I didn't even have a headache.
Через пару часов я был дома.
After 2 hours I was at home.
Позвонила сестра, сказала, что я дурак.
My sister called me and said, "You're foolish."
Но говорит, если Бог оставил тебе жизнь, да, значит, для чего это нужно?
But if God gave you the life, left you here on earth, it must be some reason.
Жена пришла домой и сказала, что я дурак.
And the wife came home and said same thing, you're foolish.
Я говорю, да.
Said, okay.
Она говорит, ну раз Бог тебя оставил жизнь, значит,
here,
это его план.
Then it's his plan.
Ни сестрой, ни женой мы никогда не говорили слово Бог в своей жизни.
You need to understand that we never talk about God with my sister or with my wife.
Слово Бог не имело никакого значения абсолютно.
God didn't mean anything to us. He is from atheist family. His grandma was doctor. His mom was a doctor. His sister was a doctor. He graduated university to be a doctor. They were all strong atheists.
Но слово Бог зацепило меня.
But the word God really got me.
Я начал искать.
I begin to look.
Сначала я хотел стать монахом.
I thought I will become monk.
Потому что я ничего не знал про Бога, кроме этого.
Because I didn't know anything about God except that you can become a monk.
Я покупал билеты в монастырь.
I even bought the tickets to go into monasteries.
Но что-то пошло не так.
Something went wrong.
Слава Богу.
Praise God.
Я не стал монахом.
I didn't become a monk.
Потом я захотел стать батюшкой православным.
Then I thought, I should become an Orthodox priest.
У них были большие бороды.
They all had long beards.
А я не любил бриться.
And I hate shaving.
Мне это полностью подходило.
So I thought, perfect, works for me.
Но оказалось, что поступить в духовную семинарию это было дороже, чем медицинский университет.
But then I realized to go into Orthodox seminary is more expensive than graduate medical university.
Окей.
I thought, okay.
Я продолжал искать.
So I continued look.
И через какое-то время жена случайно вспомнила.
My wife accidentally remembered a friend.
Ей друг рассказывал, подруга рассказывала, что ее муж пошел в церковь в христианскую.
She remembered a friend from her work, how this lady shared with my wife how her husband was an alcoholic, but he went to church.
И Бог ему помог, и его жизнь изменилась.
And God helped him, his life changed.
Я тоже пошел в церковь.
And I went to that church.
За меня помолились.
And people prayed for me.
Это была простая молитва простых людей.
It was such a simple prayer of simple people.
И больше 10 лет я ни разу не выкурил ни одной сигареты.
And I can tell you that more than 10 years I never had one cigarette.
Никакого алкоголя абсолютно.
Didn't have one cup of alcohol.
Ни одной дозы наркотиков.
Not one dose of drugs.
У меня прекрасная семья.
I have a wonderful family.
Любимая жена.
I have a wife that I love.
Двое детей.
Two beautiful children.
Одной молитвой Бог изменил мою жизнь полностью.
One simple prayer changed my whole life. God changed my life.
Когда за меня молились, я ни во что не верил, ничего не понимал.
When people were praying for me, I didn't believe in anything, I didn't understand anything.
Но те, кто молились, они верили всемогущему Богу и знали, что Он один может решить мою проблему.
But the people who prayed, they believed to God. They knew that He can do miracles.
Одна молитва изменила мою жизнь.
One little prayer changed my life.
Одна ваша молитва может изменить чью-то жизнь.
One your simple prayer can change somebody's life.
Слава Богу.
Praise God.
I don't know why I always had to be the guy to follow this stuff. Oh, my heart is full. From the first report right up to the very end. Amen. I'm going to invite the worship team back. And we're going to conclude today. And as we do, I'm wondering if we could pray for you guys. Can we have you come forward, Alex and Dave and Dave's sister? Stand here. Would you guys stand and would you come and gather around? Carlene's going to lead us as you're coming, and then we'll pause to pray this morning.
I've heard a thousand stories of what
going to remember Elfrida today, Elfrida Bittner. Elfrida has a significant fracture in the L1 vertebrae that has caused significant pain. She's in the hospital at this time, and I told her that we would pray for her today as we've gathered here. So let's pray. Father, this morning, we thank you that you are perfect in all of your ways, that you are a good, good Father. And Lord, I want to thank you and pause this morning to, we lift up Elfrida before you and we ask for your healing touch upon her body, that you would take the pain, that you would help her to be able to heal and to through this process that she's going to be going through. And Father, that you would just be with her and that you would let her know that you're there with her. She would sense your presence and know that you're there. Lord, our hearts are full this morning as we've heard the reports from the Svet ministry. We thank you, God, for how you continue to lead and guide and open doors and just enlarge their hearts to different things. And we just thank you for the work that's being done with the indigenous people in the north, and we thank you for the assistance that's coming to the Turkish people. And we thank you, Lord, for the help and support that's happening both in Ukraine and for Ukrainians that have come here to Canada, and all on top of the work of widows and orphans and disabled people. And Father, there's just so much, and we are grateful this morning that you lead by your Spirit, that you open these doors, and I thank you for the faithfulness of this team to walk through the doors that you open, the opportunities that you provide. And I'm grateful for this church this morning for their desire and willingness to do something practical and tangible. And Lord, I pray that you'd help us to always be that way. We pray for Alex this morning. We thank you for his story. We thank you for how you have changed his life and his family. And God, I pray today that you would continue to work in his life and the lives of others that he represents as he stands here today. And Lord, we pray that you would bring an end to war, that you would bring peace, that you would bring restoration. And love, Lord, would you just bring peace and love and encouragement to their hearts until that moment comes, Lord. And Father, I pray that as we go forward, we would be reminded that we are the hands and feet, the voice of Jesus in this world. And help us as we faithfully attempt to fulfill that incredible responsibility. Help us by your Spirit, we pray. Thank you that we could be here today. Thank you for what you're doing. And we just give these things to you and thank you for them in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Thank you.